Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi, a deeper look as we do every single day. Lili and Nishmas Avi Mori, Rav Hillel ben Meir Kalmechel, Zecharono Levracha, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zecharono Levracha. Today, I would like to begin Sefer Shmuel Bet with an emphasis on one particular aspect. There's so much we could talk about in this parak, and we do in our actual shir, but in the additional component, I just want to talk a moment about the hesped that David HaMelech offers for the assembled. The Pasuk says in Pasuk Yud Beis, that the people offered hespedim and they cried and they fasted until the evening. Al Shaul, on the one hand, they do it for Shaul, Va'al Yehonasan, and also Yehonasan Bino, Ve'al Am Hashem, and also for Am Hashem, Ve'al Yisrael, Ve'al Beis Yisrael, for the Jewish people, Kinaflu B'charev. So the question has to be raised, who exactly is this Am Hashem, the nation of Hashem? It seems that we have a responsibility, says the Radak, based on these psukim, that a person has to tear kriya for the Nasi, or the Melech in this case, and the Abbezdin. Shaul has the status of being the head of the people. Yehonasan was the second in command. Now, who are the Am Hashem? So the Radak assumes it's the majority of the people. And certainly the Gemara Mori Katan and Daf Chafav Amad Aleph seems to understand that for each one of these elements, one has a responsibility to tear kriya. And the idea that Am Hashem happens to be the majority of the people is certainly supported by the fact that in the Kina that we recite on Tisha B'Av, Kina number 25, which is HaCharishu Mimeni V'Adabera, the one after HaCharishu Mimeni, the Kina over here is a Kina that was written by Clonimus Ben Yehuda for Mitain Roshi Mayim, which was written for the motif, the understanding of the destruction of the major communities that exist, and the understanding that we don't add days to Tisha B'Av for lament. And there, of course, we talk about all the major elements, how there is a compounding tzara, and for each one of the compounding tzaros, there is a need to offer a lament. However, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky adds a very important element that I think is worthy of mention. It's not just the Beis Hashem and the Am Hashem, because we mentioned Beis Yisrael as well. So who is the Am Hashem? If Beis Yisrael includes the Jewish people, who is the Am Hashem? So in his commentary on Navi and Shmuel Aleph, Perek Yud Aleph, Psukim Dalet and Hey, Rav Yaakov comments and understands that perhaps the tzava, the army itself, gets referred to as Am Hashem. That is to say, that when Shaul HaMelech was trying to get the people excited about his first challenge, when the people were lamenting the first battle with the Plishtim, and Shaul went ahead to go fight them in the process, because everyone was sitting and crying, he was called out to task, and he called out to the Am Hashem. And there the reference is to the soldiers as well. And so maybe Am Hashem is called Am Hashem, because when an Am Hashem goes out to battle, the Pasuk says in Devarim, Ki Elokecha Misalech Bekerav Machanecha, Hashem is going out within your camp. Which gives rise to a certain understanding, which is to say, when Chayalim are killed, they are certainly Harugei Milchama, they are Am Hashem in the process. They are Kedoshim. They are not individuals. They are seen as part of the Am Hashem. So therefore, when we have our level and rank and file, when we understand who it is that is defending us, they are not just Chayalei Tzva Ganali Yisrael, they are Tzava Hashem, and they represent Hashem, and they get their own standing, for within which we get excited. And lo aleinu, when we lose one, then it's Am Hashem that has been lost. We have a responsibility in our lives to recognize and appreciate those who stand al mishmar arteinu v'arei elokeinu, because they're not standing there just for us. They are representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and may HaKadosh Baruch Hu give them the atara of nitzachon. And as we daven constantly for them, that they should be able to fulfill the words, Ki Hashem Elokeichem, Ha'olechi Mochem, Lilachem Lachem, Moivechem, Lo Shiaschem. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give that special protection for this special group of Am Hashem, and may they be there to be able to represent us, L'Netzach Nitzachim. Have a fantastic, amazing day.